Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel, where we break down the stocks that matter most in this fast-moving market. Today we're diving deep into Credo Technology Group, ticker CRDO, a high-speed connectivity player that's been absolutely on fire lately thanks to the AI infrastructure build-out. Credo has delivered explosive growth over the past year, with its stock up more than 237%, as data centers race to deploy faster optical and electrical networking solutions. The company specializes in SerDes IP and high-performance connectivity products that help move massive amounts of data inside AI clusters, and investors have clearly been rewarding that positioning. Founded back in 2008 and headquartered in San Jose, Credo now employs around 500 people and is led by CEO William Brennan. Its core business focuses on both optical and copper-based high-speed Ethernet solutions, plus engineering services and IP licensing. The company has carved out a strong niche serving hyperscalers and cloud providers that need reliable, power-efficient connectivity at 100 gigabits and beyond. Looking at the revenue picture, fiscal 2026 was a breakout year, with total revenue reaching roughly $1.3 billion, more than tripling from the prior year. Product revenue made up the vast majority at over $400 million in the most recent full year reported, while licensing and engineering services added smaller but steady contributions. Geographically, Hong Kong and Taiwan together represent a large chunk of sales, though management has been actively pushing to diversify beyond the top three customers, which now account for about 77% of revenue. On the earnings front, Credo posted a massive beat in the latest quarter, with EPS coming in at around $1 versus expectations around $1. Full-year net income reached $472 million on that $1.3 billion in revenue, translating to diluted EPS of around $3. Gross margins stayed robust near 68%, and the company turned strongly profitable after several years of losses, showing real operating leverage as scale kicks in. Management commentary from the earnings call highlighted the optical ramp as the next major growth driver, with a second-half fiscal 2027 inflection expected as new designs move into production. They emphasized that NeoCloud customers should exceed 20% of revenue soon, helping ease concentration concerns, while strong demand for AI cluster connectivity continues to fuel the outlook for 80% plus sales growth in the coming year. From a balance sheet perspective, Credo ended the year with over $1.16 billion in cash and equivalents against very modest debt, giving it a current ratio above 10 and plenty of dry powder for R&D and potential tuck-in acquisitions. Free cash flow turned positive and operating cash flow hit $65 million in the latest period, supporting continued investment in new optical products without straining the capital structure. Valuation-wise, the stock trades at a lofty trailing PE near 98 and a price-to-sales multiple around 35, which reflects the market pricing in sustained hypergrowth. Forward multiples compress meaningfully if the company can deliver on the 80% plus revenue target. But investors should remember these model-based fair value estimates can swing dramatically with small changes in growth or discount rate assumptions. So we're talking ballpark ranges rather than precise targets. Strengths include record revenue scale, expanding optical offerings, and improving customer diversification. Weaknesses center on still elevated customer concentration and execution risk around the inventory build. Opportunities lie in the optical networking boom and NeoCloud adoption, while threats include cyclical semiconductor demand swings and potential margin pressure if competition intensifies. On the performance chart, CRDO has crushed the broader market with 124% gains over 3 months and 237% over the trailing year, far outpacing the communication equipment industry. Short-term momentum remains positive after the post-earnings dip, though the stock's beta above 3 means it can move sharply on any AI spending news or macro shifts. All told, Credo looks like a high-conviction way to play the next wave of AI infrastructure spending, provided you can stomach the volatility and valuation. If optical ramps as management expects, the growth runway could stay steep for several years. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dive analysis, and I'll catch you in the next one.